President Bush was on Wall Street Tuesday asking business leaders to take personal responsibility and help stop the slide in the public's confidence in corporate America. A series of scandals, WorldCom, Enron, and others, have depressed the value of investment and retirement portfolios for 80 million Americans. To learn how small investors are handling the turbulent market, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with three members of a 30-year-old investment club here in Washington.
The club has a very optimistic name, Great Expectations. In fact, over the last three decades, it's lived up to that name by consistently making money for its members. There are currently 18 of them with a share of $350,000 in the market. Their investment has been as high as $700,000, but they decided to sell off some stock because they felt the portfolio was becoming too big and creating tax problems. Here's how the club works. Each member can invest as much as they like, but no one member is allowed to own more than 20% of the fund. The minimum investment is $360 a year. At their monthly meetings, each lady reports on a stock she's been following.
I didn't think I was interested in finance, but I realized that everybody should be.
That's Beth Bullard of Sandy Springs, Maryland, who joined the club in 1980. She's since become very market savvy, like the club's other members. Great Expectations is an all-female organization with an average age of 70. There are no men in the club because, as one member explained, women of their age tend to defer to men. I spoke with Bullard and two other members, Betty Kenny, one of the founders who lives in Washington, and Treasurer Scotty Corp from Chevy Chase, Maryland.
When Betty first invited me to join the group, I felt like that most of us could easily go out and blow $20 or $30 a month of having lunch together or doing something like that. And my feeling is it's not the money we're investing. What we're really investing is the knowledge that we're pooling and we're trying to learn from each other. But the money that we're investing in the group is just fun money.
Would you agree, Betty?
It is fun money, but also I hope to have a little bit better funds when I retire. We're already retired. When we get old and decrepit, it's nice to have some extra money that you know you've got.
You know, I was just thinking, as you said, that Denny Hastert, the Speaker of the House, in commenting on CEOs who were playing with the books when they come to impacting people's pensions, Denny Hastert said it was as bad as the thugs who steal little old ladies' purses. Well, you guys might qualify as little old ladies to some.
We do.
And so, do you feel like someone's stealing your money?
Well, yes. I think that's a good way to put it. It's just difficult when the stock market goes kaput or due to shenanigans of some people.
If you've got phony earnings reports, if you've got inflated revenue reports, board of directors that are closing their eyes to bad deeds being done by their executives, if you have Wall Street analysts who are pumping up numbers because they simply want you to buy, what's a small investor to do? Scotty?
Well, number one, the first thing you do is ignore the analyst, because my opinion of the analysts and brokerage houses is that they're salesmen. They get a commission on every sale, and it's their interest to buy and sell. My experience has been that many of them do not read Wall Street. They do not read Value Line. They do not read the publications that some of us read. So that we had better just do our own research.
But the research is still based on what the companies are reporting. And if the companies are not faithful in their reporting...
That's correct. There is no way of knowing absolutely.
That's right. I think another issue is that if the earnings over a period of time seem too good to be true, and we have, when we do our research, we do it over a period of the last 10 years. If the earnings seem too good to be true, it's time to question.
Now, Beth, you guys were invested in WorldCom.
We were for a short time, a while ago. Our member that was following that particular stock came in and said, I think it's time to get out of this company. And we listened to her and sold it.
We're having a meeting next week. One of the things we definitely will be discussing is Merck. I mean, why all of a sudden do we have this shadow over Merck?
We're not exactly loyal to our stocks. If they begin to slide, we go quickly as possible.
Well, Merck hasn't begun to slide, but this evidence of reporting that the numbers weren't exactly as they had said must cause you a crisis of confidence with regard to a stock like Merck.
I'd sell it. Straight away.
Now, what did you think of President Bush's speech on Wall Street?
Too little, too late. That's what I thought.
Scotty?
president's speech, I thought, left a lot to be desired, and I feel that he did a lot to discourage people. I mean, look how the market went down after his speech. He would have done well to keep his mouth shut.
Do you have any fear that we are on the verge of something as terrible as what happened in 29, Beth?
It's entirely possible we're on the verge of 1929.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it, though.
I don't believe it either.
Instead, you believe we've seen the worst of it and the worst is now past.
I would not say that. I would say it's entirely possible that we see some more companies that do this.
Scotty?
No, I agree with Beth. But I also think that it's going to stimulate some companies to clean up their act.
What would you advise people to do who are your fellow small investors across America, Beth?
It's very good to do as much research as you can before you invest, and to continue the research after you own a company. Continue seeing what you can learn about the company from the newspaper, from everything that's available in the library, Standard & Poor's, Valueline. And if things look like they're going to be fine for this company, even though it's down now, I would hold.
So you think maybe people just got a little too hopped up and excited over the last 10 years as the market was
Absolutely.
Pumped up?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Betty, what do you think?
Well, my broker, whom I trust, says that we're in a slightly different market now. It's better to take your profit when you get it rather than hold on for a very long time and then look for another stock that might be down and going up. So I guess I don't hold forever anymore.
Do you think in the current environment where you hear that the corporations, the accounting firms are all up to shady business, that the small investor has a chance? Beth?
Tough question.
Yeah.
I do think we have a chance. I don't think every company is dishonest, but it's certainly a problem. I don't think we'll quit investing. Do you?
Oh, no, never.
I don't think we'll quit investing. However, I think we'll work even harder to find the information that we need to make our decisions.
Beth Bullard, Scotty Corp, and Betty Kinney of the Great Expectations Investment Club. At their meeting next Wednesday, they plan to dump some stocks, but continue to be optimistic that the market will survive these current scandals. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.